Thank God. Well, you know, it's a great day to be alive. And a lot of warfare, but I enjoy it. I really do. You know why? Because I like victory. I like to be on top of everything. Last night, we talked out of Acts chapter 8. And we talked about Simon the sorcerer and how he bewitched the city and so forth. And we brought up some people that used to hang out with Water of Life. They showed up here, but they weren't members. And we don't have members. But they were not part of us, so they would still be here. And they'd still be here. And today, first of all, I can't see to read because of the affliction that hit me in January of 09. And it worsened and worsened, and I could barely see it all now. But it's getting better, thank God, starting last couple of months, getting better gradually. But there was a person that used to be here, and she, you know, now it's a woman. She loved to contend with what I posted. And Kathy would tell me what she said. And I thought, well, you foolish woman. You know what you're doing? You're contending with God, not me. Well, today, someone walked in and told me she died. I wasn't surprised. You don't contend with God. You don't contend with God. But I noticed that people that associated with my ministry commented and flattered her. Flattering divination. Lying divination. It's common everywhere, but it was common in this ministry, in this building. But it's mostly gone. But I just want you to know, folks, you're foolish. You're foolish when you start lying, when you start walking in lying divination. You're a foolish person. God will judge you one day. I've warned you and warned you, and don't kid yourself. We're going to continue on in Acts chapter 8. Philip was at Samaria preaching the gospel, and many believed and were saved, and Simon believed also and was baptized. And then the apostle John and Peter came down, baptized him in the Holy Ghost, and Simon, a sorcerer, he wanted to buy the Holy Ghost. And last night we read it, and Peter said by the Spirit of God, thy money perish with thee. That was God's judgment on him right off the bat. Y'all people don't believe that God will judge you. Oh, he'll judge your words. You know, Matthew 12, 36, says you'll give account for every word you speak. I do too. I will too. Every idle word. You will give account for it in the day of judgment, sometime, whenever judgment comes. So Philip then left and Samaria and went off to Gaza. Is that right? Or somewhere. He went off. I know where he went. Would you start reading, guys?
Sure. Verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise. And go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert.
I was right, Gaza. I knew where he went. Angel spoke to him. Do you know angels speak to you? It's not always Jesus talking to you. It might be an angel. It might be an angel. Understand. They have the authority to talk. Okay, go ahead.
27. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship.
Can you imagine that? The treasure of Ethiopia, Candace treasure. And he was on his way to Jerusalem to worship. And he was reading. Is that right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, 28. And was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me?
Let's stop right here. This man's in a chariot, treasure for Candace, Ethiopia treasure, charge all the money. God says to some evangelist, go join yourself to him. Let me tell you, servants of God are bold. They don't pay attention to people. They don't pay one bit of attention to people. They obey God. They do what God tells them. They're bold. I've had God tell me to do things, and I know it offended you because I've read some of your emails and heard some of your voices. But it didn't offend me. You see, just because you don't believe what a person does could be God, that doesn't mean it's not. It means you don't believe. And you also need to know you're a busybody. It's none of your business. Whatever God tells somebody to do, they better do it. A man that's afraid to be a servant of God cannot be a servant. Pardon me. A man that's afraid to be a servant of God, right, cannot be his servant. But a man that wants to please man cannot be a servant of God. That's where I was headed. I backed up and went on. But I'm not afraid. I'll tell you whatever God tells me. Amen. And watch you shake and tremble. Now, so he gets up in this chariot. Is that right?
Correct.
And what did he say?
He said, and he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this.
Right.
He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shear.
Back up.
Okay.
He said, understandest what thou readest, didn't he?
Right.
Right, let's start there.
And 31, and he said, How can I, except some man should guide me?
Oh, humility. Humility, do you know that? That's the kind of people God deals with, humble people. That man was humble and had a high position. How can I, except some man, what, guide me, is that right?
Guide me, right.
All right, go ahead.
And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shear, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.
That is Isaiah 53. Is that the end of this?
No.
Oh, okay. That is Isaiah 53. His life was taken away from the earth, away from him on this earth. Amazing. This right here helped me years ago to accept and believe Isaiah 53. Well, after all, the Acts of the Apostles, you people that are afraid of the Old Testament, well, why don't you try the New and read it and believe it, and you'll see how much all these people spoke from the Old Testament. If you have eyes and ears, it is humiliation. Amen. Go ahead.
And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or some other man? 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What does hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
It's amazing that there's nothing there that says he was told about water baptism. But the Spirit of the Lord convinced him he needed to be baptized in water. Amazing. He just believed on Jesus. And now he's baptized in water. Amen. God will lead people right where they're at. He'll deal with a man and woman's heart where he wants to, or where he can. Not where he wants, but where he can. He'll meet you where you're at. And it's not always a pretty place. You ready to go?
38. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And he went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found as Azotus, and passed through, he preached in all the cities until he came to Caesarea. End of chapter.
That's it. All right, Philip was an evangelist, and he preached Christ in Samaria, and many believed and were saved. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit was ministered by the apostles. Now he goes here in Gaza, and he ministers to the eunuch, and he baptizes him in water. Amen. Gets him born again, and baptizes him in water. Now the eunuch is ready to go somewhere, and God will send apostles and prophets to baptize him in the Holy Spirit. I don't know the end of this story. It's not written there. But God takes care. See, you say, well, that person, he didn't get the Holy Ghost. Well, he did sometime. He did sometime, because those that obey God will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they'll speak in other tongues. Amen? Thank God.